Well, I think what a lot of people want to do, myself included, is say goodbye to the 9 to 5, the rat race, and travel the country and just let go. And that's exactly what our next two guests have done. David and Veronica James were based in Nashville, and now I don't know if they even have a base.
No, they don't, really.
Veronica, you're originally from Southern California, and David, you grew up in Kansas, listening to KMOX, by the way.
Yep.
And you guys have just written the book, Going Gypsy, One Couple's Adventure from Empty Nest to No Nest at All. Now, that's another daunting prospect when the kids move out. And you had kids who moved out of the house?
Absolutely. Yes. We had that big now what moment and actually Googled Empty Nest on a whim and an Alzheimer's patch ad came up.
First thing to pop up on the screen was a big Alzheimer's patch. And we thought, boy, we're not quite ready for that yet. But yeah, as our son, our youngest, moved off, we have three kids. We decided to make a huge jump. Veronica was kind of a helicopter mom and had been, really hands-on
hovering
with the kids. And
yes,
actually worked at the school that the kids all graduated from in high school. And so we thought, boy, we got to go drastic, go big. Sold our house, bought a beat-up old motorhome off of eBay. And originally thought we'd just, go for a while till the old thing died, but it just kept on going, so did we.
How long's the journey been going on?
Oh, we've been on the road full time, almost 7 years in August,
That is fantastic. What sights have you seen?
Oh, my goodness. A lot of national parks, a lot of goofy, like the world's largest ball of paint, Jolly Green Giants, giant fiberglass fish.
Yeah, David,
that you can walk
David
around
has
in
an affinity for those.
Yeah, I like the giant, goofy stuff.
He likes kitsch.
Yeah.
He's a kitsch guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Definitely a kitsch guy.
Well, we've got a huge ketchup bottle in Collinsville here.
Oh, sweet.
We need to see that.
Got to see that, yeah. And we used to have the Coral Courts Motel, which was the home for Ladies of the Evening, but like many things, we bulldozed that as well.
Might be a good thing.
Did you go down Route 66 at all?
We did.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. We haven't done the whole thing all in one chunk, but we've probably touched on most of it.
There's a giant rocking chair nearby here out on Route 66 on the way back towards Springfield.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there is.
How about Acadia? I want to get up there in Maine. I haven't been there yet. Have you?
We've driven through there and then spent a bunch of time up in the Maritimes in Canada. That's also part of the whole Acadian area historically.
Beautiful
yeah.
country.
I'm just thinking about the United States, but of course, when you have an RV, you can go to at least Canada and Mexico as well.
We actually put our RV on a ferry and went to Newfoundland on it.
Yeah,
great RV country.
Would you recommend Newfoundland?
Oh, the people are so nice. They're so amazing. And it's beautiful. But don't go except for the two summer months that the weather is nice.
How often did you get caught in a snowstorm or did you plan accordingly?
We try to be, we call it like being like geese. We try to go north in the summer and south in the winter. So we weather hasn't been a huge issue for us. We've avoided the bad stuff mostly.
Yeah. Where was that? We almost got hit by a tornado one time, but that's the worst.
Oh, that was in Tennessee.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. We ran into a Panera and got in their walk-in cooler and just prayed that everything would be okay.
Just hope the motorhome was still in the parking lot when we got back.
Did you ever drive each other crazy?
We have had our moments. Our travel philosophies, when we started out, we hadn't discussed it. And I kind of call David a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am traveler. He likes to see stuff, do it, check it off the list, and move on.
Uh-huh.
And we had a little blow-up about that right early on in Yellowstone, actually, in Yellowstone National Park. Actually, it's in the book. We actually almost hit a buffalo on our bikes in Yellowstone, and that got the adrenaline going enough
that she kind of snapped it. Enough of me going, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
So. Were you ever in danger or the victims of crime?
No.
We've been really lucky as far as crime, that type of thing. And we do, you try to keep your wits about you and you look around and see, we shouldn't be here or whatever. Danger, maybe a little bit from the weather. We did have a deer, giant buck deer, run up. And he was literally, I hear next to me on the road, and he ran into us. We didn't hit him. He hit us. He ran square into my door while I was driving along, and that was an interesting thing on a little mountain two-lane road.
Yeah, it was like a cartoon. He hit us, stood up, wiggled his head, like Wile E. Coyote or something, and then just went off on his merry way. He was fine.
Obviously, you have a book that people can buy that can fund this venture. It's called Going Gypsy, One Couple's Adventure from Empty Nest to No Nest at All. Mm-hmm. But for people who are considering something like this, what expenses should they be thinking about?
Well, there's a couple of things. People ask us that a lot. One thing we learned right away is that it doesn't cost any more. In fact, it costs slightly less, we think, to live in a motorhome than it does to have a house because of all the expenses that go along with the house. So we actually cut our expenses a bit by doing that. Then, of course, you still have to find a way to make a little money and keep things going. But the biggest thing, I think, is to not necessarily do what we did and jump in head first all at once. I wouldn't advise that. I think you start out kind of irresponsible.
Right?
You start out, you know, maybe rent a motorhome for a couple of weeks and see what you think about it or whatever like that. And or just see what's around your neighborhood. You know, people live in a city for decades and don't see some of the great sites that are right around them, right in the city.
Of course, there's so
many wonderful places, not just in St. Louis, but around St. Louis, like the giant rocking chair.
Right.
And I've never seen that. Now, you got your RV on eBay. Has it held up?
No, it actually did finally die. Actually, on Mardi Gras night, down in South Louisiana, we were down covering Mardi Gras in the little rural towns outside of New Orleans. And it, on our way back to the campground, sundown on Mardi Gras night out in the bayou on a little two-lane road, it started making a horrible racket because it threw a rod. And I was just like, please make it back, please make it back. And it did. It got us back to the campground. And then we sold it to a guy who's now living in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was glad. No junkyard for our baby.
Can you repair an engine or either of you handy that way?
I can do a little. I put an alternator on it in the parking lot of an auto parts store one time and that kind of thing.
How often do you stay at a Walmart parking lot?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, they're helpful to the RV life.
They are great.
And we always make sure we go in and buy something so we're not freeloaders.
There's even a chapter in the book called Lessons Learned in a Walmart Parking Lot.
Do you meet some characters along the way?
Sometimes, definitely.
Talk show hosts.
Yes, yeah. No, there's a guy in Indiana that has the world's largest ball of paint. It started out as a baseball that fell in a paint can, and then he has put layers and layers and layers around it, and now it's gigantic. And
it weighs 3 tons.
Yeah, he had to knock a wall out of his house to get it out of there, and now he's got a pavilion, and you can go see it. But it's great. He's seen people from all over the world that have come visited that in this little tiny town in Indiana. Yeah.
What's the most underrated place that you visited?
Wow. We've never been asked that question before.
Underrated as far as...
Doesn't get the attention, but it's worth the visit.
Oh, wow.
Jumping to mind
Why don't you think about that? Because we're getting told we need to take a quick commercial break.
Okay, great.
And then I thought we'd take some phone calls from listeners who have done something similar to you guys, gotten in the RV and traveled. Mm-hmm. You know, because we have an advertiser, longtime advertiser, Byerly Homes, and they talk about doing exactly what you have done for the past 7 years. David and Veronica James are with us. Going Gypsy is their book, One Couple's Adventure from Empty Nest to No Nest at All. The kids moved out. They got an RV on eBay and decided just to travel the United States and Canada and beyond. Have you done something like that and live to talk about it? 436-7900, 800-925-1120. I know I'd like to do that just to visit the people that I knew 30 years ago and haven't seen in 30 years. 436-7900, 800-925-1120. We're taking your phone calls. If you have taken to the road, as our guests have done, this is Going Gypsy. That's the name of the book by David and Veronica James. 7 years ago, when the kids moved out, they bought an RV on eBay and decided to travel the nation and beyond, and they've written about it, One Couple's Adventure from Empty Nest to No Nest at All. I find this very attractive. In fact, I think this is the American dream, frankly, to get on the open road and just see the world.
Yeah.
But, okay, before we gave you some homework during the commercial break, and that was tell us about the most underrated spot you visited. David, take it away.
Well, two things popped to mind. The first one I thought of, they're both national parks. The Great Sand Dunes in southern Colorado And I used to live nearby there, so I had an affinity for it. But it's fantastic and kind of out of the way, so not terribly known. And Veronica mentioned the Petrified Forest in Arizona, which is really cool, too. Really great. And again, not one of the parks that everybody thinks of when you think national park.
Right.
You know?
You mentioned sand dunes. I think the sand dunes in Michigan are underrated.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. That's beautiful. We've been there, too. Yeah.
And unexpected. You know, you're driving along Michigan, and all of a sudden there's these huge sand dunes there along the lake. It's great. Yeah.
What are your annual expenses total?
Wow.
When we first started out, and so this could be changed a little bit because it was a couple of years ago, but we ran in, and not including food, but just gas.
Just keeping the motorhome going.
Yeah. About
15,000 a year to keep the motorhome going.
Notice, ladies and gentlemen, to answer that question, we had to go to the wife. The husband had no idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah, we have a breakdown on our website. You can find it.
And oh, good.
It has
good.
Everything we spent.
GypsyNester.com, by the way. Yes.
That's GypsyNester.com.
Yes.
The creators are with us. Rebecca, you're on line number one. Hello.
Hi, sorry to digress. I don't travel like they do, but I was just curious, what's on their bucket list, the next great thing they want to do? And then how many different countries have they been to, if they could just tell us a little bit about that?
As we've gone along, we've branched out to where we're going to other countries quite a bit. Tourism bureaus and travel companies kind of have found us online and ask us to go places and write stories for them. So we've managed to go to somewhere around 30 countries in the last 3 years, which is pretty cool, you know, to go on somebody else's dime like that. So that's good. Bucket list is actually coming up next month.
Yeah, we're going to Africa. We're going to actually do a voluntourism. We're going to be working in a school at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro.
In Tanzania.
Yeah, with a great company called Discover Corps. Yeah,
our first time to Africa, too. So that.
Yeah, and they are ex-Peace Corps people that have put together this voluntourism company, and I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
When you volunteer, do you pay for the experience?
Yes, but it generally isn't as expensive as traditional.
But, sure. you're covering your expenses to help, you know, keep them from having to cover the expenses.
Right.
Because glamorous camping in Africa is very popular but it is a pretty penny.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're going to be traveling, like we say, low to the ground. We're going to be staying kind of in the school barracks situation.
Where do you spend Christmas and Thanksgiving? If you know,
our oldest daughter has completely taken over the holidays, and I'm so glad. She just loves it. Mm-hmm. And the girls actually both live on Manhattan, so what a better place to spend Christmas.
But how does an RV do in Manhattan?
We would never do that.
We park it outside.
And the train in.
We park it a lot of times at
Walmart?
Well, we do park at Walmarts a lot when we're staying, but a lot of times, like especially when we go overseas or that sort of thing, we'll put it in one of the storage, you know, the you store it areas and keep it for a month or whatever.
And you're doing all this on $15,000 a year. I like this. Gary, you're on KMOX.
Yeah, I tell you what, we did a lot of traveling like that. My parents knew that I was going to go blind, and me and my brother and sister and parents, they decided to take us all to each state and hit every state in a truck and a camper, and we've been to that park they was talking about, Petrified Park, and then the Statue of Liberty, back when they was building the Twin Towers in New York, we was there, and that
Now, Gary, this is a poignant story. Your parents knew that you were losing your eyesight, so they decided to take you to every state in the Union.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And one of the big things, in 72, we went up the Alcan Highway.
Oh, wow.
And it was time for a bath, and I tell you what, me and my dad got out in this cold stream, and it was the coldest bath I ever took.
Where's that highway?
It was Alcan Highway.
I don't know that one.
That's the highway from the States up to Alaska that goes through Canada. Al is Alaska, Canada is Can.
And you've done that. Your son lives in Alaska.
Our son did it. We actually lived it vicariously through him. It is. That's another thing that is on our list, though. I would love to drive the Alcan. That would be great.
Well, I'm not so thrilled about that. We're going to have to talk about that.
I'm told that Alaska is best seen by a cruise ship because driving Alaska is so difficult.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of places you can't get to by car. Up there. There's a lot of places that you either have to fly or take a boat to get to because there just aren't roads.
You guys have signed copies of your book. It's Subterranean Books in the Loop, which is on Del Mar, and it's a great local independent bookstore. The book is called Going Gypsy, One Couple's Adventure from Empty Nest to No Nest at All, written by David and Veronica James, also the creators of the GypsyNester.com website. And I know you've got some followers here in St. Louis because some of your followers recommended the two of you to us for this program.
Yes, they did.
And thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Joe and Jenny.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Good luck on your bucket list trip to Africa next month, right?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Now, that'll be a flight, not
Right, yeah.
The motorhome will be parked.
Hello, Walmart, or wherever. All right, thanks a lot for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Next hour, we've got our